Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Meringue.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, two down, one to go here. The big nooner for us on the firm of Harris and Meringue. Thanks for joining us. Hope your Monday's going awesome. Awesome. Great sports weekend to come off of.
Great weekend.
Great weekend.
Great weekend.
Absolutely great weekend. The gifts keep on giving as the Mariners will play the Blue Jays at 2:00-something is the first pitch.
2:03.
Thank you, sir. 2:03. And then Dodgers Brew Crew tonight. Couple Monday night football games. This is a lot to get to. After us, you can catch Duck Insider with Joey Mack. I'm sure they have a lot to talk about that you can catch from 1 to 2. The Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3. And then it's prime time. 3 to 7 to take you all the way home, finishing up 13 hours of continuous, live, local, regional sports talk radio. Here on the Big Nooner, in about 15 minutes, we'll get to James Franklin, the situation, and maybe we'll keep that going. You know, what you do when you move on, because I saw reports this morning, seems like they might not have been factual, because I haven't heard more, that the whispers about Billy Napier in Florida are growing, that it could be as early as today, where he is relieved of duties. Coaching in college football. Today's been a heavy college football day, but that's what the weekend gave us. Well, there's a lot of leftovers to get to tomorrow. But let's get back into this Oregon-Indiana game. And, you know, we'll keep taking your thoughts, you know, on 503-864-6326, the YouTube chat. Plus, I also need help with my book report punishment. It can be an actual book. Somebody texted in an actual book report, which I'm super down with because I love reading. And I think I actually own a copy of that.
Bigfoot? Or
not the Bigfoot book, The Green Mile by Stephen King.
Oh, no, you're not getting, no.
It's great. That's a great book series.
It is great.
It's a book series, actually.
I get final say on this.
You should go with The Long Walk.
Yeah, I haven't read that. Is it good?
It's a good one.
Okay. Yeah,
that's under his early pen name, Richard Bachman.
Yes, the old Richard Bachman. So yeah, we'll get your thoughts in and that'll help. But we'll get back into Oregon and Indiana, and you know, I think it's important to remember, Duck fans out there, and we are home of the Ducks here. You can catch all Duck games here on the Fan Sports Network. That we've been talking about this all year. One loss no longer kills you because of the playoff structure. Mm-hmm. You are in okay hands. Now, how you lost is a little frustrating, very much so, because Indiana walked into your house, punched you in the face, and you couldn't get up. I am not, you and I kind of differ on this. I'm not willing to write off the Penn State win as some sort of non-important thing because of what's gone on with them since then.
I'm not writing it off.
Mm-hmm.
But
the shine's come off for sure.
The shine has come off for sure. And it's not Oregon's fault, but three of the coaches that they have played have been fired because their programs are such a disaster.
Yeah.
In Oklahoma State, Oregon State, and Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a case legitimately, and I don't think it's necessarily fair, but you can make the case that Oregon's best win this year is Northwestern. With where programs are.
And I argued Montana State because, yeah. because they're going to be a playoff contender in FCS.
But then
I still came back at you and look, drew out before
talent
Indiana.
Talent for talent, Penn State is the best team. There's
exactly.
no doubt about it. And the game was great.
And there might actually still be better talent on Penn State than Indiana. There might be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're talking about guys that are playing on Sunday, 100%.
DBs for days.
You have the best corner in the country in A.J. Harris, and you've got Denai Dennis Sutton, who might be the best pass rusher.
Yeah.
Was it Bain at Miami? Like, that dude's a freak.
They got running backs on Penn State. That's why I'm not willing to say
for
that.
For sure.
You went into a hostile mm-hmm. place, and you won. Unfortunately, someone walked into your hostile mm-hmm. place and punched you in the mouth.
And you squeaked out at Penn State, where they have since collapsed in an epic fashion. And you could, if you were a Duck fan, maybe you'd toot your horn a little bit, saying, we broke them. And we broke Oregon State, and we broke Oklahoma State.
The Oklahoma State one.
And
we knew that Oregon State was going to get crushed. The level of talent is just different. But Oklahoma State win was personal, and it was not very nice, Mr. Lanning, because you broke those poor kids down there. You know, you want to talk about the state of your program. Who's in a worse spot, Oregon State or Oklahoma State? It might be Oklahoma State.
No, it's Oregon State.
Yeah.
It's Oregon because Oklahoma State still has money and people care.
And you're in a Power Four conference.
Oregon's schedule now coming up. They fly to Rutgers. They have Wisconsin.
That's a get right game.
Yeah.
Wisconsin at home is a huge get right game. Then, that team is bad.
Then you go to Iowa.
Oh, a little spicy Iowa action.
You should win that game. Remember, everybody's like, well, Indiana only beat Iowa 20-15.
Iowa's a stingy little bitch sometimes.
They're just going to make life hell.
You're going to hurt coming out of that game. The kids are going to wave to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a tough game.
Then you've got Minnesota.
And then the new circle on the calendar.
Uh-huh.
If USC wins this weekend against Notre Dame,
I'm going to be so much worse.
Boy,
I'm terrified of this game. I am so terrified of this game.
If USC beats Notre Dame this weekend, the juice of USC going into Autzen,
mm-hmm. where they're no longer invincible.
Dude, game day might go back.
They should.
Game day might go back.
You know what? Let's take a look at that. I'm going to pull up that slate.
While you pull up that slate, I will converse here. Again, the sky is not falling. There's a lot of issues. The offensive line finally showed what our preseason concerns were or questions were. I'd like to see a little more from Will Stein. We have seen if Dante Moore struggles, it's going to be a rough day. Look, everything that could have gone wrong in that game went wrong. But you want a little shine? Everything that could go wrong went wrong in that game. And going into the fourth quarter, you had a chance to win it. The pick six was huge. That was good film watching. He jumped that route, took it to the house. You had a chance to win while being beat in all facets of the game. So hang your head high on that, Oregon fans. Like, it sucks to get stunted on at home by a team that showed up 2 weeks ago, you know, to the national conversation. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you were in that game without playing well. That says something. And that's something you should hang your hat on. So you know what? Go out and run the table the rest of the year. Go out and make a statement. Host a playoff game at Autzen and have Tennessee walk into your house and see how that goes for them. Okay? You're okay. You're fine. Dust it off. Shake it off. You'll be good.
Going through the slate, if USC runs the table between now and then, the game day will be at Oregon.
Yeah.
So your other big game that day is Florida-Tennessee. That's the other one.
Yeah,
I think
Billy Napier will be fired by then.
Right. Georgia Tech, Pittsburgh, BYU, Cincinnati, Nebraska, Penn State doesn't have the juice anymore. Texas, Arkansas, K-State, Utah. Trying to see any other ranked games that week and play Samford. Missouri, Oklahoma.
Yeah, maybe they'll do that. What'd you say, BYU, Cincinnati?
Mm-hmm.
If both those teams are ranked, I could see that just because
they don't want to retread. Right now, BYU's 15, Cincinnati's 24. Like that, and it's at Cincinnati. It's a fun environment.
Holy War this weekend.
But let's see, between now and then, USC, I mean, they're in the teeth of their schedule right now. USC would have to beat Notre Dame, Nebraska.
And I'm not convinced they're beating Notre Dame. Notre Dame's offense is humming right now.
Yeah. Nebraska, who they're top 25 team.
Turns out CJ Carr, nice little quarterback.
Pretty good. Northwestern, Iowa, then Oregon.
It's tough.
It's a big ask. God, that Illinois game pisses me off even more now. But November 22nd looks awful spicy right now.
But to this listener's point, path to the playoffs might be easier now with one loss, potentially.
Oh, it is.
It is. You
know, like, I
expect Indiana to run the table. I expect Ohio State to run the table the rest of the way. That Penn State game for Ohio State is going to be ugly.
You know what's interesting here? So the top five.
And so then you skip the Big Ten conference championship game. Skipping that game might be kind of nice.
Yeah.
And honestly, I know you want to win natties and having the bye is awesome, but do you know how stoked I would have been if I was a college student and got to go to a playoff game at Autzen?
Oh God.
Like that is so rad. That's, not going to the Rose Bowl, a neutral site, or all the way to the Orange Bowl or something like that. But to be able to host a game, look, I know you want the bye and I know you want to win the Big Ten.
But also playoff game.
That is really cool. And you got a real big chance to do that now.
And just taking a look at how things are shaking out right now. Over the next, this is the sorting hat period of college football. It started this past weekend.
Oh, and it's going to continue
weekend,
into this weekend.
And then next weekend. It's these 3 weeks are really going to sort some things out. The top five teams in the country right now are all undefeated. The first team with a loss is Alabama at 5-1. I find it interesting that Texas Tech is undefeated and they're behind Alabama. Because according to basically all of the metrics across college football, Texas Tech is rated, if they're not one, they're two.
Yeah.
All the analytics have Texas Tech as the best team. Maybe not with a bullet, but like by basically every measure, they're the best team in college football analytically.
I think Texas Tech suffers a little bit of what Indiana suffers from. It's just perception for different reasons.
Yes.
Tech used to be good.
It's the idea of Tech and the run and shoot.
But they haven't been good in years.
Yeah.
Since Leach left.
But you still have that in your head of like, they don't play any defense. They're just going to run the score up. It's like, no, they play defense and they run the score up. That's the problem, is they're really good on both sides.
I also think there's no love or respect given to the Big 12 for appropriate reasons.
But after that, this is where the one loss teams all stack up. Oregon, Georgia, LSU, Tennessee, and then you've undefeated Georgia Tech, which I think they should probably get a little bit more of.
Everybody assumes Miami will beat them.
Notre Dame is 4-2, and here's the thing. If USC knocks off Notre Dame,
they're out.
Notre Dame should be out.
They're out.
They should be out. After that, you have Oklahoma, then BYU is undefeated, and the only other undefeated team in the top 25 is 22 is at Memphis. Everyone else, Missouri, Vandy, Virginia, USF, USC, Texas has two losses, Utah, Cincinnati, and Nebraska all have one loss. And Illinois is the first team out, and they have that one loss, obviously, to Indiana.
We're starting to we're in the F around and find out area.
It's the sorting hat, man. I'm telling you, this is these 3 weeks. Now, it doesn't mean these are the only weeks, but this is when you have the AP Top 25 poll that I put out on social media. I put a little note in there. This weekend, there are five top 25 matchups.
It's spicy.
So 10 of the top 25 teams in college football for the AP poll are playing each other this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's spicy.
Very spicy.
Spicy. But if you're Oregon, handle business from, honestly.
You got to get right game.
Honestly, if USC and Oregon both head into that game with one loss, the loser of that game can still make the college football playoff.
Yeah, especially if it's close.
Either way.
If Dante turns it around and Maiava keeps playing the way he is, there could be Heisman on the line in that game, too.
Ooh, it's kind of fun.
Because, look, Dante played bad.
Yeah.
Dante was bad on Saturday. He didn't lose the Heisman.
No.
Nobody's won it.
No, but him.
I know, it took a hit.
Him and Mateer.
Mendoza didn't play well either. No. I know he's high up there in the odds, but that's just because they're undefeated.
I think the three guys for me that are in the Heisman race right now that have taken the biggest hits in individual games this year. Mateer this weekend.
Oh, such a bad game.
Dante this weekend, and Dampier against Texas Tech. I think the guys that are in the – I'm taking Jeremiah Smith and Julian Sain out of this because I think that's just – they're just trying to steal people's money. I don't think either one of those guys are Heisman candidates right now. Now, Smith is as a talent, but he's just not – the production isn't there for what you would expect from him. But I think those three guys have probably taken the single biggest hits in games of like, oof, that's tough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Beck hasn't had a bad game. Nussmeier's had a bad game.
Oh, Nussmeier sucks. Pass.
You know what I mean? Like, just going through the list. Simpson had the one bad game in week one.
But he was great. But he was great
on
Saturday.
He's been phenomenal since then. Marcell Reed hasn't had the bad game. Gunnar Stockton, I don't think he's been good enough to have that. Chambliss has the knock because he didn't play the first two games.
And they look bad against Wazoo.
But Baron Morton and Haynes King, Tech and both Tech schools, yeah. Georgia and Texas Tech, both those guys, like, they haven't had, they've been gamers and they've been productive and their teams are undefeated. So that combination of things, I think, is really interesting for this, like, where things sit with that, with the Heisman regard.
Well, let's go to Beaver Stadium in State College in the great state, in the great, great state of Pennsylvania.
It's literally called Wyoming. Yeah.
As they have relieved James Franklin of duty at Penn State. And what I'll say to you, be careful what you wish for. Same goes at Oregon State for different reasons. Be very careful what you wish for. Plus, I'll read some final Duck thoughts on their loss to Indiana on the other side. That's Danny. I'm Patrick. We're having a great time. Thank you for being with us. 105.1 The Fan.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Well, it finally happened. Penn State relieves James Franklin of duty. Oregon State relieves Trent Bray of duty. A couple last things I want to say about this from you guys. The Duck situation. Duck fan oddly relieved by a loss. I'm with you, bud. I think you should be. Sometimes, A, it takes a loss and getting punched in the mouth to learn some things about yourself.
It happened to Ohio State, man.
Yeah, and two, it's no better time than now. Mm-hmm. You got a couple get-right games on your schedule, and, you know, maybe skipping out on the Big Ten championship is a good thing. Who knows? Take a different path. Look, the path you went through last year, going undefeated in the Big Ten for the first time, you know, beating Penn State mm-hmm. in the Big Ten why do I keep saying Big 12? In the Big Ten championship game. And then you took the bye, and that didn't work. So maybe we take a different route.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we take a different route. But James Franklin was relieved of duty at Penn State, and it comes as definitely a surprise to me. I mean, it's not surprising, but I'm surprised. Can that be a thing? Am I allowed to do that? Because I'll tell you what. That's a lot of money to pay someone not to work.
And I said this before, and I will say it again. The best job in sports is a fired college football coach.
Man, when I saw it pop up, all I said was, wow.
Me too.
Because I thought,
lying in bed, and the wife was like, what? And I was like, James Franklin got fired. And she was like, damn it, I don't care.
It's funny. I was with somebody, and I was like, wow. And it just hit me with I thought something serious happened. You know, I got hit with that, like, you know, you're overreacting. And I'm like, no, this is a big deal. It's what, second biggest buyout in college football history. It's just short of $50 million. I know things aren't good at Penn State. Did you catch Franklin's line after the loss?
About, maybe I did.
He said something akin to the noise around the program and it not seeping into the players. And he's like, it was a pretty candid moment of like, I wish I could say that it hadn't. That the outside stuff hadn't seeped in and the guys don't hear it. And it's like, but yeah, they do. It's there.
Which is refreshing to hear because everybody says, I don't listen to the noise.
I don't hear it. Nobody sees it. I'm like,
that's bullshit. Brother, you definitely listen to it.
Do you know the number of NBA players I have talked to, texted with, DM back and forth with about why are these guys saying this? Or why does this person say this? Or why? Like every single, and these are kids that are raised on social media. They are checking every story they're tagged in, every single comment.
Like anything.
They see it all.
They see everything you're tagged, like their other teammates are tagged in.
They're sharing it between each other. They all see it. So there was a little bit of like, it was kind of refreshing to hear Franklin be like, yeah, man, it sucks. It's like, it is tough. And they do see it. And we do our best, but.
I wonder if he already knew.
I think he probably
knew. I wonder if he knew that they came to him and they were like, hey, man, if you lose this game, we have to.
Yeah. And but still, like, this is not a fear thing. And I am always a big person to not point out the exceptions because the exceptions are that for a reason. Like, you know, well, Georgia, you know, they got it right with Kirby Smart. I'm like, yeah, but they had it really, really, really good with Mark Richt.
They did.
Like, how many programs in the country over the Franklin got there in what? 12
years ago.
Yeah, 2013, 2012, something like that.
I'm not good at math.
Okay, over the last decade, how many programs can legitimately say they have been better than James Franklin's Penn State team?
Not many, man.
Five?
Yeah, Georgia, Clemson, Bama, Ohio State. That might be the answer.
Michigan?
Michigan, I guess. I guess.
But again, like,
Michigan's a tough one for me. Like, I know they won a natty, but boy, they are the most underperforming team in the history of college football in my lifetime.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
From a blue blood like that? Yeah, man.
They do have two generations of titles.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just a hater.
You're anti-Michigan. It's
I'm just a hater.
But, okay, so it's one hand.
Yeah, it's true.
It's one hand.
I mean, when we talk about the best coaches in college football, there's three right now.
Yeah.
And then it's get in line.
That's what I mean. And so this whole idea, this is worse for me than Wisconsin moving on. This is worse for me than Nebraska moving on.
And thinking, Oregon State moving on.
Like thinking we're better. We're better than this. It's like,
and that's what I say.
Are you?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Be careful what you wish for, because I want to get to that. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll get to that, because the grass ain't always greener on the other side. Mm-mm. You know, if you're a Lanning doubter, do you really think, like, if you come out of this game over the weekend and you're a Lanning doubter, do you really think it's going to get better than Dan Lanning? Because that's the question. Penn State's walking into this world right now. Oregon State's walking into this world right now. Washington State had to last year. It's a very scary, tricky place that you're putting yourself into.
Manny D has had this to say about James Franklin's firing. He said, there's three things you go through when you're a coach: the honeymoon phase, the please don't leave phase, and the please leave phase. And it can change in 3 weeks.
Yep. It's crazy. The fact that James Franklin was fired before Billy Napier is absolutely insane. I think James Franklin was fired before Trent Bray. That is also insane. Be careful what you wish for. We'll look at that next. But first, the kahuna with sports.
You ever had a big kahuna burger?
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You know, Danny, you always say, I never want to be the guy that calls for somebody to get fired. And I hear you on that. And I'll be the guy that always says, be careful what you wish for. Look, when it comes to Oregon State, it had to happen. There's nothing that could convince me otherwise. And no. I think we hear it from you guys on the text line. And you know, I hear it from my friends in personal life that that's what has to go. But sometimes I will always say, just be careful what you wish for. And this is what we were talking about last segment. Tell me who are the 5 candidates for the Penn State job, and I will tell you if James Franklin is better than them.
These are the current odds for the most likely to replace James Franklin. Manny Diaz from Duke.
I would take James Franklin.
Alex Golish from USF.
I think I would take James Franklin.
John Gruden.
Absolutely not. James Franklin.
Fran Brown.
James Franklin.
Kurt Cignetti.
Not leaving.
Then it goes Matt Campbell.
I'm intrigued by Matt Campbell. He kind of is like a young James Franklin, honestly.
Matt Rhule.
Out.
Joe Brady.
Out.
Lance Leipold.
You could talk me into it.
Dan Mullen.
I don't think so.
And this is where the last 3 on this list, I'm like, color me intrigued.
Okay.
We had this discussion off air of like, if the worst case scenario happened for USC, who would I want to be USC's next head coach? It's this man. Eli Drinkwitz, Missouri's head coach.
Interested.
I love Drink.
Interested.
Love
Interested.
Drink. Next, Josh Heupel, Tennessee.
I don't think he leaves Tennessee.
I don't think so either. But Heupel, I think, is a damn good coach.
Is Penn State a better job than Tennessee?
No, they're the same level for me.
Right?
Same level.
Parallel move.
Yeah, parallel move.
I mean, maybe, do you want to get out of the SEC? I don't think there's any way, even, no, Drinkwitz would get away with it because Penn State is a better job than Missouri.
Yes, Missouri is not.
But if you are a coach at a top program in the SEC mm-hmm. and you take the Penn State job, that's a parallel move, mm-hmm. and that looks like you're scared of being in the SEC.
There's certainly a...
When in reality, you should be worried about the Big Ten as well,
mm-hmm.
because look, Dan's not going anywhere,
mm-mm.
and Ryan Day's not going mm-mm. anywhere, and those two are on your schedule for a long time. If Lincoln does get this ship right at mm-hmm. USC, the Big Ten, this is a scary place.
Last on this list, but on the list, Kenny Dillingham.
Well, see, Kenny, we talked about, you mentioned this, we talked about this off the air.
He's got his dream job.
Kenny Dill has his dream job at Arizona State. And the example I used, when Whittingham goes, Utah is a better football program than Arizona State right now, in my opinion. Not by much.
No, but I'd say by pretty sizable.
But I think it is a better program. Kenny Dill is not taking that job.
No.
Penn State, you're looking for a Lanning type guy, I think. You know, I think you want somebody young and energetic. That's mm-hmm. where Drinkwitz comes in.
Psychopath,
and Kenny Dill is that. Ooh.
Here's the thing, though. This has always been said about Arizona State. Dusty and I had this conversation for literally a couple years. Like when Dilly first got the job, we were like, you know, Arizona State has long been the sleeping giant because Arizona State has money.
Mm-hmm.
They have an alumni and donor base that is massive. They have the number one enrollment and graduation rate by volume of any school in the country now.
Weather's great. Everything.
I mean, everything's great. Everything's great at Arizona State. But it doesn't have the juice.
It doesn't.
Penn State does. And this is
the Big 12 doesn't have the juice.
The other thing, the other nod that I want to, like, Franklin has his flaws. There's sure. no doubt about it. We also just said there's maybe five coaches, five programs in the country who would take their success over his over the last decade.
Because he's going to get a pick of where he wants to go.
Or sit out and do TV for a year if it's a job that opens up that he doesn't want.
Especially if it means you can't collect that 50 mil.
Yeah,
bro, get your bag.
Well, I mean,
you're
going to get your offset somehow.
Get your bag first.
But the same token, you know what Franklin did do? He took over after one of the worst scandals in college sports history.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien held on to it for, 2 years? Mm-hmm. And then Franklin took the jump from Vandy there. And that is a job that at the time...
Radioactive.
Bill O'Brien was brought in to just calm some people down. I don't think they ever thought he was going to be the long-term savior there. He was just there to calm some things down. Because that is a program... That is disgusting.
Yes.
You know, SMU gets shut down...
For different reasons.
USC takes all those sanctions. Oregon State, Washington State are in the situation they're in. That Penn State, I forgot about that because I try not to remember mm-hmm. it. That is a situation nobody wants
Sandusky,
to be a part of.
Sandusky, Paterno. The only sports scandal that is as gross as that is Michigan State with Larry Nassar.
Yes.
And
a little bit of what's his name at Baylor.
Yeah, that's a different kind of nastiness. But
that's some gross, gross stuff.
Yes.
And give James Franklin a lot of credit to finally build the powerhouse. But, you know, look, it's tough to win those big games. Mm-hmm. It just is. Look, Dan Lanning just lost one again.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not here screaming to fire Dan Lanning. Now, he's only been at it for 4 years, mm-hmm. where Franklin's been a head coach for 20.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll definitely give him that. But this is why I say be careful what you wish for.
There's only, everybody talks about Franklin's record against top 10 teams. If you look at basically every great coach's record against top 10 teams, the only ones who do well are the guys who populate the top 25 list of greatest college football coaches of all time.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I love this text. I also worry about how short my leash would be at Penn State following the success of Franklin. If they come in with 2 8-win seasons, do they keep that job? That's what I'm saying. You have because you have fired James Franklin. Because you have fired James Franklin,
who is the second most successful coach in your program's history behind Joe Paterno.
You have now said that is not good enough. And I get it. Everybody wants to win natties. I get that. Everybody does. Look, we were talking on the break. Florida has screwed it up since Herb.
Mm-hmm.
Florida can't figure it out. You know, Billy Napier is going to get tarmacked again. Not him again. But the head coach of Florida is going to get fired again. And who are they going to go get? Jed Fish? That guy's going to get fired in 3 years, too. So it's a scary, scary place to live in when you're saying we expect natties. No, you expect advancement every year. And I get it. This year is tough, okay? You're preseason number 3 in the nation. You have everything is set up for Penn State to finally break through. And not only did you lose to Oregon, but the world came crashing mm-hmm. down. Aller's out for the year. You are now losing a 5-star running back, a 4-star O lineman. Franklin's gone, and so are the recruits.
And you know what that also means? Coach has been fired, which means the transfer portal is open for your entire roster.
Yep. You think the DB and the D lineman for Penn State are going to the NFL next year? Sure do.
Yep.
Sure do. Does Sutton all of a sudden have a tight back? Maybe.
Mm.
Maybe. You know? Does my secondary now have kind of hammy issues?
Mm.
You turf my coach? You know, one of the texters said it, and I thought it was so spot on. I thought Franklin was going to get fired, but I thought it'd be after Ohio State at the end of the year.
Yeah.
I agree with that texter.
The end of the year.
I thought so, too, because there's just too much at stake at Penn State. You know, you got to fire Trent Brave right now.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to.
You're trying
right
to save
now.
A program.
You should have done it 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
Like, you were trying to save your life. Franklin, though, there's so much at stake in this firing. I get it.
And
I
when
get
you
it,
fire,
you have to.
When you fire a coach, there's a very strong difference between Oregon State doing it because they had to and Penn State doing it timing-wise. If you're Penn State, you have to know who the next guy is.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon State, you don't have to know.
You can figure that out.
You can figure that out over the next couple months. Penn State, you have to know because you have to be able to try to save some recruits.
Does Matt Rhule make you feel better about eating $50 million? Not me.
No, and his buyout, I think, is only like $5 million. It's nothing crazy. But from this, I'll tell you what, from this list, who is the coach that you would want? Who is the coach from those coaches that I like?
Sig.
You're not
but I don't
him.
Think he's leaving Indiana.
Okay, let's put it out there. The coaches you think you can get. I think you could get Campbell. I think
I'm
you could get Rhule.
Campbell.
Remember, Rhule played at Penn State.
Like, yeah,
if you're looking for
ready.
A tie. So I think you could get Campbell. I think you could get Rhule. You could obviously get Mullen. I don't think you could get Dilley.
I don't think you can get Dilley either. I would want.
I think you could get Drink.
I
think for me, that's who I think I'd want.
I'd want Dilley or Matt Campbell. I'd take a shot at Matt Campbell.
Yeah, I would too. I think
it's a safe choice.
I think the two coaches that I would say are gettable, because I don't think Dilley's gettable. That's just my read.
It's just Arizona State.
It's his job. Like,
it's
you know, I mean, it's where he's from. It's what he knows. You know, maybe he wants that other challenge.
I'm never taking the Wazoo hat off.
You know, yeah.
Sometimes it's just
you can't take it out. Yeah, but Jonathan Smith did. You know, he took the Oregon State hat off, and it's because of what it was. But it's different, certainly. Mm-hmm. But I think if gun to my head. Guys that I think that are gettable and would be good coaches are Campbell and Drink. Those are the two that I think. Mm-hmm. If you come out of this with one of those two guys, or if you did pull Pry Dilley away, considering the circumstances, you did really well.
Manny Diaz is going to make me go, woof.
He's been good at Duke.
I know. But he's also was bad at a big program.
Yeah, well, I mean, the last Duke coach.
Well, they've also been, Miami's been rough for the last 20 years.
But also, the last Duke coach in Elko went to A&M.
That's true.
Pretty good.
Things are going well there. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Last call for your book report suggestions. We'll decide what my punishment is for betting against my Cougs. I should never do that. Closing arguments is next. We'll call it a day. 105.1 The Fan.
Try it or your money back.
The firm of Harris and Meringue is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth.
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, that'll do it for us. Bye.
Bye. It gets old everybody else, but it doesn't get old us.
Friday,
it's catching rust every single time. It's just great.
It definitely doesn't get old for me. Every single Friday at 10:45, we make some picks.
Mm.
And then we let you as the crowd decide which one of our picks is the terriblest. In the sense that we have to stick to that. Should you lose that on Monday, you fans out there get to decide the punishment. We call it the book report. It could be an actual book report, as some of you have texted in. I love to read. So giving me something that would be a rough read is fantastic. Like what Rufio said, 50 Shades of Grey would be a little rough. But I do like reading, so I'd do it. And here we have to pay it forward as I took Ole Miss to cover the 32.5-point spread against my Cougs, which I'm never going to do again in my entire life. Cougs almost win that game, so joke's on me. When asking you all what the idea should be for my book report. I love this text. Patrick says, what should I do a book report on? Danny responds, how about walking through an active minefield? That's what it feels like. That's what it feels like talking to you about this.
Yeah, it's a little bit of fun, you know.
Yeah.
It's got to hurt a little bit. Somebody suggested in a couple of books for you, and you responded with some version of, I like books. And I'm like, yeah, that's why you can't have a book.
Ooh, dude, catch this. Your punishment should be you have to binge watch the entire run of Cougar Town with Courtney Cox and then record a podcast breakdown of the show. That would be brutal.
I mean,
dude, I've seen like 5 minutes of that show. It is rough.
It is. But I mean, Cougar Town.
See, nothing's going to change your mind here.
Oh, I've yet to get one that like tickles my fancy.
Rusty, do you have anything?
Oh boy, I don't know. Ooh, it's a rough watch for different reasons, but the monster, the Ed Gein story on old Netflix.
No, I might enjoy that though.
Yeah. I don't know, my friend. It's twisted.
You're talking about the drama like remake of it, right? Yeah. I had somebody else tell me about that this weekend, and I thought they were
Charlie Hunnam.
Yes, I had somebody start telling me about it. I thought it was the actual doc that they did, because they did an actual doc too, and they have like, I think they have like actual tapes of him, and it's like, oh god. Ugh. But apparently the drama one with Hunnam is pretty rough.
Yeah, creepy as all hell.
But yeah, here's the thing, man. Leg day, we also get social content out of, because we will go to the gym 3 blocks away, and I will be able to film this.
I hate this. Now, you know I can't, like, leg press how much you can,
oh,
right?
I know.
Okay.
I know.
I have no idea what I could. See, so you're just going to make fun of me for being a weakling.
But we're going to find out one way or the other what this is. Yeah.
All right, fine. You win. What day do you want to do this?
We'll take a look at the schedule here. I think I've got an opening on Thursday.
Thursday. I am available Thursday.
All right, because basketball season is here, and my schedule is a disaster piece. But Thursday, right after work.
You know what this is going to make me do? You know what the worst part about this is? I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow and Wednesday just to get my body into a little bit of action.
Just to get things moving?
Just so I can get things moving so I'm not dead on Friday.
Yeah, make sure you stretch. Make sure you do some leg stretches.
Oh, I'll stretch. Yeah. I am not Ken Griffey Jr. Yeah. I was not born with God's gift.
Just remember, don't overstretch. Don't go from not stretching at all to like, oh, God, I gotta slowly work it. I'll tell you what. If you remind me on Wednesday, I'll bring the Theragun.
What's that?
The little massage gun, so you can get a nice little warm up.
I have one of those at home. Okay. I do not want to use the same massage gun as you, Danny. Look, I know we do this for 3 hours a day, but we ain't that close. I don't know if I ever want to be that close with you.
Hey, man. I do not
want to know where that gun has been.
Where did all this hair come from?
What you've done with it.
There ain't
no hair on him.
You ain't no hair on mine, buddy. I'm a naked mole rat. There's no hair.
I am going to... There are very few things in life that I know for certain. Yeah. I know for certain I am never touching that thing. Ever.
Yeah, all the hair on my body is basically from the neck up, man. There's not much on me.
Man, I wonder what stupid picks I'm going to make this come out. You know it's going to be bad.
There you go.
Ooh, I like Patrick. Who's the coach you dislike the most? Read their autobiography.
Ooh. But see, it's the thing.
Y'all had a shitty day.
That might be it.
Oh, there you go.
That might be
it. Brian Kelly docuseries that's done like The Last Dance.
I'm really mad at Chris Peterson, but boy, do I respect the S out of him. I would actually enjoy a book by him.
Oh, God, yeah.
Who's a coach that I... Jim Tressel would be tough.
Somebody texted in for Oregon State, go get Chris Peterson. And like, brother, if you can get Chris Peterson...
He's at Penn State.
Run to the bank right now and get the cashier's check.
If Chris Peterson wanted to come back to college football, dude, he'd have Penn State right now.
Oh, yeah.
If I were Penn State, I'd call him.
Just check. Do the due diligence. Still don't want to coach? Okay, cool.
What's my story? Cincinnati literally went to a golf course in Arizona and was like, Tito, you want to coach baseball next year? And he was like, yeah, sure, why not?
Mm-hmm.
I would call Chris Peterson.
Ask. 100% ask.
Let's see. Ohio State opens as a 26.5-point fave against at Wisconsin, at Jump Around.
Mm.
Patrick touch something stupid like that?
You probably will.
Ole Miss 7.5-point dogs at Georgia.
That one's...
Is Patrick going to choose something stupid like that?
That one's pretty interesting.
Memphis, 20.5 over UAB, who just fired Trent Dilfer.
Hey, as new Oregon State head coach Trent Dilfer.
Wazoo, 17.5 against Virginia. Do I take the Cougs and then they get blown out?
I mean...
This is not going to go well. Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit BeskinLaw.com for more information. Leskin Law's one-day divorce mediation, peace treaties, not war plans. For Danny Marang, that's Jeffrey Rust. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.